CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Very grateful to the ambassador to the United Kingdom from Azerbaijan, Elin Suleymanov. He is in Baku to help me understand where we are now in the tumbling events around these last days as Azerbaijan reclaims its sovereign territory, Nagorno-Karabakh, and perhaps 80,000 Armenian, ethnic Armenians who've been living in occupied territory for decades have made an exodus to Armenia, despite the fact that there, I can see no threat to them and neither can the United Nations. However, there's another group of people that's who are important to mention. I met them in my last several trips to Baku. Those are the people who were displaced. They're called DPs, displaced persons. And they've been waiting decades living in conditions provided by Azerbaijan, but not their homes. These are farmers. Mr. Ambassador, the people I met who were voting when I was there in 2020, the people I've seen near the front lines who came under fire in the Armenian-Azerbaijan conflict of November, December 2020, I saw their homes ripped apart. They spent time in bunkers, but they lived near Nagorno-Karabakh. We've talked for some years now that they want to go back, but that the land is dangerous because of mines. Is it still true that they are ready to go back? And is it still true that the mines are there? And can the mines be cleared so that they can return to their homes?
Thank you, John. Thank you for bringing this up. I mean, this is a very important issue. You also brought up something very important about 2020, and that is that how much the civilian population of Azerbaijan has suffered. People focus on what happened to Armenian side, but also we know that more civilians died from Armenian ballistic missiles in the cities of Azerbaijan than died on Armenian side. I mean, any death is a civilian death is a tragedy. But we need to understand and put things into perspective, because there was no Azerbaijani civilians in the near battlefield. Those were specific strikes against civilian population by Armenians. Now, of course they want to go back. I mean, I lived in among them. I served as a UNHCR officer, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees officer in Azerbaijan, and I've seen the pain of displacement. Many of them are returning. You already have people returning to Lachin. You have people returning to Zangilan. But as you pointed out, the landmine problem is an overwhelming tragedy. And people are still being blown up, civilians. By the way, that was one of the reasons why the latest operation was triggered. And this landmine contamination remains one of the worst challenges for the normalcy in the region. Now, of course, we want to see them come back to Karabakh. And they want to come back. This is a beautiful land. This is their land. This is their homes. And although the 30 years have passed since their first displacement, they want to come back. Now, also, I have to tell you, John, it breaks my heart to see so many Armenian civilians leave. We don't want them to leave. We want to live next to each other as neighbors. I know this will open us for criticism. People would accuse us of not being sensitive enough. But if Germans and French can live next to each other, if Americans and Japanese can be friends, and Irish and English could be living in peace, nothing prevents Azerbaijanis and Armenians from doing so. This is a region with a centuries-old history of coexistence. And that's exactly what we need. At the end of the day, Armenia and Azerbaijan are not going anywhere. We're staying next to each other. And we need to find a way to live next to each other. And I know all this, you know, hysteria in Armenian society that they cannot live next to us because they don't like their neighbors. But what's the choice? What is the option at the end of the day? They're going to all immigrate somewhere? I think what needs to happen is for us to find a common language, and that's why we need a peace agreement. And by the way, on October 5th, the European Political Community Summit begins in Spain, in Granada, and I hope that there will be a meeting between President Aliyev and Prime Minister Pashinyan discussing the progress towards a peace agreement. You know, Granada was once a capital of Al-Andalus Caliphate, a very progressive society and a very peaceful society in many ways. Perhaps that is a symbolic opening for a peace agreement for the future.
My observation as well is that Armenia now has an opportunity to share in the prosperity of the region. Azerbaijan has been the leader in developing the energy resources of the Caspian Sea, very much needed by Europe, And Armenia has always stood apart from all of that prosperity. So yes, Nagorno-Karabakh, but yes, Armenia and Yerevan as well. Is that, am I being too utopian, Mr. Ambassador? We have a couple of minutes.
I hope not, John. I if you're overly optimistic, I will happily join in you in this optimism. And there's only one main reason why. What there's no alternative. There is no good alternative to living in peace, working together. And yes, Armenians need to think about their prosperity. At the moment, this is not a very successful state. It could become much more successful if it integrates with its neighbors. One of the things we have is that our Armenian neighbors always look for friends outside the region, far and away, across the ocean, in the middle of Europe. At the end of the day, your best friends are your neighbors. It's important to find that ability to work with us.
Alin Süleymanov is the ambassador from the Republic of Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom. Previously, he was ambassador to the United States, and I've traveled to Baku as his guest several times and witnessed the unhappiness, the desperation, the eagerness of the people of Nagorno-Karabakh to return to their homes. It is the single prayer that everyone has in the region that can happen peacefully in these next years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.